I wish to read quickly a scripture in the last book of the Pharaoh. In St. John, the 5th chapter, I wish to read these words. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of important folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at certain seasons into the pool, and trouble the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that cave, he said unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The important man answered and said to him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steps down before me. Jesus said unto him, Arise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately a man was made whole, took up his bed, and walked. And on the same was the Sabbath day, the 19th verse, when he was questioned. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing in himself, but what he seeth the Father do, or what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. Let us pray. Holy Jesus, we have no record of it as of that. But it was a provided way made by an angel who came upon the sea of water to make a way for the sick and the needy. And how appropriate it is tonight to see the same angel return in another manner upon man, troubling the water. And now, Father, we pray as these sick and lame and halt people are here tonight that they will each be healed as he steps into the water. The Holy Spirit granted, Father, that each one will be healed of whatsoever disease they have. And we're so thankful tonight it's not limited to just one, but to whosoever will, let him come and drink the waters of life freely. We thank thee for this, our Father. Help us tonight as we are ministering to the sick.
Be thou near us and bless us and protect us against the wiles of the enemy. In this great day that we're living, a great civilization fixing to be blasted from the earth. He said it was the ways of Noah stole it, and on this time it said water will be found. The world will be rocked by atomic powers and into this country. Oh God, may men and women everywhere realize the seriousness of this visitation of God. A gospel being preached like it was the days of Noah, fanaticism is still there. But glorious and welcome to those who are willing to come in. Now we come into the ark of faith in Christ. By one Spirit, we're all baptized into one body. Become members of that body which God raised up from the dead. And we, as he was raised up being dead in his body, while the justice of God passed over to his blood, and we shall come forth someday. Made his life into his own glorious body. While we're struggling, while we're trying to get people to have faith in God. Grant tonight that signs and wonders might be done before people. Draw all here and might glorify the Son of God. While we ask it in these things of our Lord. Tonight, I promise you, if you go right straight to the prayer house, if I will, that's in heaven. The reason I read this just now, I was questioning just a little bit before coming here tonight, but someone said, Brother Brown, why don't you heal all those people? And I believe this person came immediately over here. Well, I wish I could, but I can't heal no one. And the reason that I do not call everyone the way sometimes, I thought I would read this scripture that you would understand that the Holy Spirit that is up on Jesus is on the church today moving in the same manner. As the robe of Elijah fell down on Elijah, so these things that I do greater to you, for I go unto my Father, and the rope fell on the day of Pentecost that brought the glory back to the people. But God lives in His church. His Spirit moves upon the people. We must first realize that we're living in a day of second generation of people. We will not believe, Jesus said, though the dead be raised, they will move. And we're attacking people. Somebody, a 90% that Satan promised he would have, has to be on their side. We know they have, no matter what would take place, they still would not believe. They'll try to find some way to be here. Even our master was called Belzebub, a spirit. How much more will they call us down about the power? We have to contend with that. But, brother, that doesn't stick my faith in that. It only increases my faith in that. For all that live bodily in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And the mystery to me was plain as the word he taught that man and woman can understand. Through his Isaiah says, you have ears but can't hear. Eyes but can't see. When Jesus Christ came to the pool of the Bethesda, in him dwelt a feeling of compassion, for he was a man of sorrow, acquainted with grief. And he loved people. But when he came to that pool where approximately, I say, when the Bible says great multitude, there would be none less than 10,000. There one place to refer to that, and there was 60,000. Now, they say approximately a low number, 10,000 people in there that were all blind, lame, withered, in all kinds of conditions like that. And here came Jesus, the Son of God. Well, he was God on earth. He was God in the flesh. For since he came to see God, how the rest of the greatest mystery God for God was manifested in the flesh. The Bible said that God was in Christ reconciling himself to the world. The only way that God could make himself known was to live in his Son, Christ Jesus, suffer death and temptation for all human race. And he had all the qualities of the Father within him. And he walked by that pool. We saw that great multitude of people bound by the devil, blind, halt, withered, twisted, laying there waiting, maybe year after year, waiting for that angel to come out of heaven and trouble the water. And that trouble water is the water that's chopped. You people living here with this one. Trouble water. Some people would not believe that. They said, since the wind has to hit a certain current and blow it and make it like that. If that's how they thought, that's what it was for them. But those who believed it was an angel of God, it was an angel of God for them. Healing for those. So it is this night. But notice, when Jesus passed by there and he saw that great multitude, what would seem like for him with all the powers of God in him? I believe that he could have healed every person there. Don't you believe that? I believe he could have done it. But do you believe he was a true prophet sent from God? Was he the prophet that Moses said, the Lord your God will rise up upon the black unto me? Was that the prophet? And that's what he done. Instead of speaking or saying anything to them, he healed one man, not a cripple. A man that had an infirmity for 38 years. He healed him and walked away and left a great multitude of people lying there, lame, blind, halt, and withered. Is that true? When he was questioned on the subject, he said, "Verily I say unto you, the Son can do nothing in himself. But what he sees the Father do." Is that right? Well, if the Son could do no more than what the Father showed him, how much less could the servant do, except the Father would show him? God knows, my dear brothers, that it would be my heart tonight. If I could, I'd stand right here, and I'd like to see this over for the glory of God. To see him go out of this building just rejoicing, not a wicked person in the world. I'd do that if I know I had to lay in the bed on my back every 6 months without moving to see this audience, and I healed every one of you. I would gladly do it. For the glory of God's sake and for your sake, that this sick so long, and no you shall die, many of them, unless God's will. But how could I do it as a man without first God telling me what to do? If I would do anything outside of that, I'd be a hypocrite. And it would not be so. And therefore, it would never be. Did you notice up at that point how close I have been running? One word within myself would be wrong. It must be perfect. Or it's God, and I have to let him. And then you watch it. Up to his place. Sometimes if he would show me certain things to do, I would do it. Can do nothing for people except those things that he sees the Father doing. Did you notice the resurrection of Lazarus? Look at the people died during the time of his reign. And only three of them we have record of has ever reigned. Jairus' daughter, the widow's son, and Lazarus. His reign was 3 years and a half in Jerusalem, the anointed one of God. But watch it when Lazarus, his friend, died. Said, "Lazarus, believe us. And for your sake, I'm glad I wasn't there, but I go away." He knew what was worth it. The Father had already shown him. Look at him at the grave. When he prayed, he said, "Not for these, not, you hear me always, but for these that stand by." The Father already showed him what he was going to do because his own word said that he could not do nothing except the Father showed him first. Is that right? That friend is a brother that said that to me tonight. Brother dear, let God show me. I'll keep what he says, but when he doesn't see, I'll keep silent. Well, I'm a minister, and I believe in God. The things that I speak of is the truth, and God testifies of it, and I'm not here to clown before people. I'm here to serve God and to do what God does. Jesus one time had a rag put around his eyes, and some of the same type of people smote him on the face. "Now, your prophet, tell us he smote." He never opened his mouth to the word. Be in prayer. Be sincere. Have faith and belief, and God will profound you. But you must come wherever with pure faith in your heart. Our God can do nothing for you. The more humble you get, and the less you know about the things of the world, the better off you are in the sight of God. The greatest that I ever had was among people who wanted to bring you around. But now I'm not trying to support my ignorance, but prejudice. But I say the biggest hindrance that the gospel of Jesus Christ has ever had has been the modern day education. Even in the ministry, they've pointed everything out of the Bible, the love, the days, the miracles, the power, it's all pointed out. And dear friend, don't you know that worldly wisdom is the thing that destroys the world? In the Garden of Eden, there were two trees. One of them was the tree of life. When man eats from that tree, he lived forever.
That's right.
The other was the tree of knowledge, which was the tree of death. Wisdom, run to his full knowledge shall speak, and they got themselves a hydrogen bomb now. I don't know how to do it. Automobile. Every time God destroys us, man destroys himself by worldly wisdom. The first conflict that ever came into the world was because that somebody was seeking after worldly wisdom and instead of simple faith in God. Listen to this. You say, Dr. So and so doesn't believe it. That doesn't change God's word a bit. Remember, you are not saved by wisdom. You are not saved by your education. You are saved by faith in Jesus Christ. Forget about your education. Be simple and know God. Shall we bow our heads? Heavenly Father, our hearts are made happy to know that we have lived to see the day. And the enemy comes in like a flood, but you said, I'll raise up a standard against him. And tonight, setting in his tent, the anointing of the Holy Spirit here, man and women, their hearts, filled with thy goodness, ready to sacrifice their life for faith in God. Now, Lord, I pray that you will come in power and will make yourself known tonight among your children. Now, as you, Father, you, as that as I have testified to the people tonight, that even your beloved Son could do nothing and say no word or do anything except first the Father showed him. He testified that to be true. And tonight, his spirit living on in the church, after 1900 years, testifies the same thing. All the way from the beginning of time, we think about Balaam, the prophet, who sold out, yet standing up there on the mount, said, how can any prophet say any words unless God first put them in his mouth? Truly, Father, all praise and glory for all the work goes to you, our Father. And we come to you tonight in the omnipotent name of our Son, Jesus, who suffered at Calvary and there shed his blood freely, won the victory over all death, sin, sorrow, sicknesses, committing into the hands of the church 40 days later or 50 days later the power of the Holy Spirit that promised these things I do greater shall you do before I go unto the Father. Now I'm thinking tonight of Elijah. Elijah could pick up Elijah's robe and walk down to the river Jordan, double it and smite the Jordan and scream, where is the God of Elijah? After that robe had fell upon him. Father, tonight I wonder how it is that the church is afraid after the robe of the Holy Spirit is fell upon them to scream out, where is the God that was on Jesus? Oh, God grant tonight that man will wrap their self in his righteousness and walk forward, challenging, standing as soldiers of the cross, men and women who love God and willing to make the sacrifice for the kingdom of God's sake. And may your gift come down, Lord, tonight upon your humble servant. And may it be a night of all nights. May signs and wonders be done that will shut the mouth of the adversary. That will bring glory to the people of God. May the Holy Spirit touch the hold of every heart. May their lives be thrilled. And may their bodies be healed. For we go forward now in a challenge against Satan. In the name of Jesus, Son of God.
Thank you. Sinful flesh that redeemed us. And we believe now we have the earnest of our salvation, a foretaste of what heaven will be by the Holy Spirit. And we believe that through divine healing we have the earnest of our redeemed body. Either a crippled up woman, nervous, sick, but I am here to remove this curse. Have mercy, dear God, upon her. Satan, in the name of Jesus, the Son of God, leave the woman. Now look this way, sister. Will you obey me as God's prophet, as his servant? All right, I want you to raise your hands up in the air just as hard as you can. I want you to raise your feet up and down like this. You don't have any arthritis now. You're free from it, sister. You go home just as normal as you ever were. Walk the platform, walk as quick as
possible.
Let's say praise be to God. All right. How do you do? Christ, there's no way in the world for me to tell you what I told you about God. Isn't it? No way in the world. Now, that's the gift that he has given you. But to tell you these things, but to read it, lays in God's mind. I have no way of doing it. Only just to pray for you. But here's what he told me. If you be sincere and get the people to believe you, nothing shall stand before the prayer. Have you heard me explain how that the life dies and then goes away? Do you believe that? That's divine healing. A miracle performed. But you realize now that you're standing here somewhere and around here, some supernatural being. That's right. And you accept it to be a gift sent from God. All right, bow your head. Well, audience will bow their heads also. Our Heavenly Father, standing here, a blind spirit with the spirit of an infirmity setting up on our sister, trying to darken the path. Here with a white cane after all, somebody's mother, putting in a chair, lying. I don't believe it's your will, Lord, that any should be that way. I believe that you died to redeem us from sickness and sin. Lord, I pray with all my heart, as sincere as I know how to be, that you'll now restore the sight in this woman's eyes for your glory. I ask you to help me, God. If my faith be weak, strengthen my faith and help my unbelief, God. If hers be, do likewise, Father. That sight may be brought back to her eyes. Faith in thy blinding spirit. In the name of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, leave the woman. Good luck.
Praise the Lord. All right.
you, little girl. But we will think, come here, let's see. My, what a darling little girl. I have a little girl. I don't think she's here just now. About your son. Can I take you right here and talk to you just a moment? Now you look here, sweetheart. My mother, I want you first to look this way this time. There's something wrong with your baby, of course, or you wouldn't have it. I don't know if it's not. But, yes, will you believe with all your heart if I'll be able to tell you the condition of the baby? How long in your heart, too? You know what? Now your baby got something wrong with it. Find out exactly what it is, too. Running and cold and fear. Isn't that right? Look this way, honey. This baby's been doctored by a doctor. Called after life. Thin like fellow. I believe he put me and gave you something for the baby. And you brought it. You took the baby to a you, he gave you something to give to the baby, and he put it in his nose, and it started to appear. Is that right? Is that true? If I shall bless the baby in the name of the Lord Jesus, will it be well? And you will pay your vows to God. Our Heavenly Father, I'll hold this darling baby tonight to bless it in the name of Jesus, the Son of God, that it'll live, be a normal baby, and this will go away, and may the mother receive her blessing, Lord, the desire of her heart tonight, through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen. Oh, your hat. How do you take your baby? It's all right. It's going to be well and be a fine little lady. God bless you, my baby. I love you. Let's say, praise God. How do you do, sister? Let's see your hand. Well, you have a greater faith than I expected. You had a garter when you walked up here, but it's gone now. Remember what Mary said, or Martha said to the master? when her brother was dead. My brother is dead, but even now, whatever you ask God, God will do. Do you believe it that way? Bow your head and receive the blessing. Our Heavenly Father, you said whatever you bind on the earth shall be bound in heaven. What you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Law, that's your word. Whosoever sins you remit, to them they're remitted. Whosoever sins you retain, to them they're retained. That's what you promised. And now, in obedience to your word, I lay my hands upon sister to bless her and to loose her from this trouble. In the name of Jesus Christ, leave the woman.
Thank you.
just these things wrong about how to listen to it.
Thank you.
say amen. I mean the lady here. The lady here, the patient. You hear me say amen? You hear me? I know nothing about you. You just go up there and sit down. Is that right? If I can tell you what's the matter with you and what you want to be prayed for, would you believe me? You remember when the master stood there and the Pharisees even around him? He said, knowing their thoughts. That's the reason I'm talking the way I am tonight. There's people here, I know your thoughts and know what you're thinking about. All right, lady. That nervous trouble you had has left you. And you're in need of it. You believe it? God bless you. You may go on your road rejoicing. Nobody in the world. Let's say praise to God. There's not a thing in this building but what God knows just exactly what it is. And the thoughts of your mind is made known to Him, and He will make His people known to His servants. Is that right? Really? All right. Everybody have faith. Believe. Anything could happen before the Lord's people are gathered. How much more time have we got, huh? And all right, we got a little bit of time left. Yeah, brother. God bless you, my brother. I see that you've been there suffering with many things. You have a bad heart, another thing, is that right? Say, brother, I see something now. You know that you're a Christian. Well, now, look here. What you have a deep desire in your heart for something, is that right? And that desire is something concerning a family affair. Is that right? Is that true? Well, God bless you, my brother. Go home and may God give you one of the finest little boys that you anybody that has any. Just a few things that he thought, oh, I didn't call that. Maybe my sister, she was extremely nervous and had arthritis also, and I thought I would tell her this all over with, so she just want to rejoice and how it was. Oh, my, isn't it wonderful? Hallelujah. Glorious Lord Jesus, the Son of the living God. Oh, my eyes looking over this kid now.
Let us say praise be to God.
You feel out there, brother. Heartbreak Don't have no fear, but believe with all your heart, little angel. Jesus Christ knows your condition. He's sitting here also, but it's trying your best. Don't fear. God knows what you're trying to do. You can over that kind of sickness. You believe it? You believe it with all your heart? God bless you. That's not bad faith. Just believe with all your heart. It'll be sure. All right. Come with us.
Oh, Father, dear.
Oh, dear. Jesus, dear.
Now listen real closely. While the anointing of